With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofers. They're more than just roofers. They're a part of your community. Joining me, of course, is Joel Norris, who is the voice here at Friday Night Under the Lights for eight-man football. And, Joel, we're really deep into the season now.
Yeah.
Are you starting to see some things shake out and you kind of get some ideas who probably has a top seed?
We're pushing towards the playoffs. I mean, we're getting, you know, deep into the season, like you said. I would say the top seed right now for 2A is Prairie View Academy. So I can just go over these scores in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Tallulah Academy kicking things off. They beat Discovery Christian 58-24. Manchester Academy, they beat Columbus Christian Academy 46-12. I would consider Manchester the number two seed.
I would.
North Sunflower Academy defeats Calhoun Academy 64-0. And Calhoun Academy was looking to bounce back after that Marvel Academy loss, but unfortunately didn't go their way tonight. Porter's Chapel Academy beats Prentice Christian 49-36. Newton Academy defeats Ben's Ford Christian 52-20. And Ben's Ford Christian's still trying to find their footing. They lost a lot of people last for not really just due to COVID, but just a lot of seniors last year.
Yeah.
So Wilkinson County Christian, they keep it rolling in 1A. They beat Franklin Academy 38-6. Christian Collegiate Academy, they kept it rolling after unfortunate turn of events last week. They kind of bounced back 53-6 against Rebel Academy. Prairie View Academy, who I just mentioned, they beat Sharkey Isaquina 60-20.
You know, Sharkey Esquina used to kind of rule this thing, didn't they?
They did. They moved from 2A to 1A, down to 1A.
Is that right?
So they're it's a little bit close. They're coming back. They're on their way back. They just got to, you know, give it another year, I would say. But DeSoto beats West Memphis Christian 60-12. And then a close game that I really kind of kept an eye on was Claiborne Academy and Riverdale Academy. They actually upset Riverdale Academy tonight 42-36. And then finally, Marvel Academy, after an impressive win against Calhoun Academy, lost tonight to Humphreys Academy 26-16 in an upset for Humphreys.
All right, so for the folks that are either listening or watching the show tonight for maybe, you know, for the first time, to play eight-man football, where is the cutoff line for your school that says you can play or can't play? I mean, what makes up an eight-man? How many kids do you have to have in school?
According to an old eight-man coach, it was 50-0. That number may have changed for as far as I know, but right now it is 50 to below, no more than 50 as far as I know.
In the school. Wow. And so you're thinking eight of it is football players. Now, second question is, I know we've had a couple of COVID situations, but not anything like last year. But there's still some teams dealing with it?
Yes. Briarfield Academy and Tensaw Academy were supposed to play tonight. And unfortunately, Tensaw Academy had COVID, so they had to forfeit to Briarfield Academy. And that was supposed to be – that's a rivalry. So that was supposed to be a highly anticipated game tonight. But
will they go back and reschedule them?
As far as I know, it is – they're just going to move forward for the season. So – and then the games to look out for, we have Riverdale and Wilkinson County Christian. I think that was going to be the one to keep an eye on for next week. Briarfield Academy takes on Claiborne Academy, so that's going to be a good showdown. And then Manchester and Marvel. And even though Marvel got the loss tonight, Marvel's still a good team to watch out for. They have a good quarterback by the name of Connor Simpson, who's been lights out in 8-man 2A this year. So keep an eye on Manchester and Marvel. That's the game to watch out for.
You've mentioned 2A and 1A. Do they have just those two
regions?
Regions.
They have 2A is the highest region, obviously, than the 1A. But don't a lot of people are, that's where the stout competition is. 2A is where all the competition's going. But 1A is pretty competitive. I mean, you have teams like Sharkey who are getting their footing back. Then Wilkinson County Christian, who's kind of ruling the roost, but they're still playing teams close. So, I mean, 1A's got a lot of competition in there. So I wouldn't slouch on 1A, but a lot of people say 2A's where it's, been the last few years.
Well, you were able to get a coach from the eight-man ranks tonight. Tell me about him, and let's get him on the air.
We have Tallulah Academy head coach Bart Wood coming on tonight to talk about his season and what's been going on down in Tallulah Academy. Coach, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights. First off, congratulations on a huge win against Discovery Christian. It was a pretty impressive win. You've had a good season so far. Talk about tonight, and talk about how your team did.
Well, we've been fighting injuries all year, and tonight we finally got our complete team back, and they came out and played some good ball. And I heard you talking about the COVID a while ago, and yeah, we went through the COVID last week. Yeah. We had to forfeit last week to Claiborne and have not been in school. We've not practiced in 2 weeks. And so it was kind of funny. We were coming out and playing a ball game without practicing in 2 weeks. I was proud of the kids of coming out and not making mental mistakes.
You've been battling injuries all year. You've been, battling COVID it was last week, and you haven't practiced in 2 weeks and still got the win. That's impressive. Speaking of, your toughness, you've had some incredible wins this season, including one a few weeks ago against Manchester Academy. They've been a two-year powerhouse almost, and you found a way to knock them off. Talk about that win, and I've been meaning to ask you about it. Talk about that win and what it meant for your team.
Well, it's kind of becoming a rivalry between us. We beat them two or three years ago in state championship, and then they hadn't lost since then. And then we beat them a couple weeks ago. But we play the same style of football. We match up, and it's just fun to play each other. we both line up and kind of want to run it down your throats and play a real aggressive defense. And it's fun for us to play each other because it's not spread it out, throw it, and this. It's just we match up real good, and we enjoy it.
Coach, this is Russ Robinson with Friday Night Under the Lights. Congratulations on your win. Now, this school is located, I mean, if you're going down I-20 like you're going to Texas, is this one that's the school that's you can see it from the interstate?
Just about, yes, sir. It's right across the river from Vicksburg. We're 15 minutes across the river.
Yeah. It's a nice
facility. We're right off the interstate.
It's a nice facility.
Oh yeah, it's a football tradition. I mean, school.
How difficult is it to put a game plan together using 8 rather than 11? For those folks out there that just have no idea about 8-man football, how difficult is it, or different is it?
It's more difficult playing defense. Of trying to you know play only 8 guys on that field trying to defend it, but offensively it's almost the same offense. I mean, you take your tackle out instead of a tackle, you're playing a tight end that's pulling or using a fullback for what a tackle usually does, and so we still trap and counter. It's still almost the same thing, but instead of using a tackle, you're using a tight end or a fullback in that position, and It's if you can watch a game, it's still football. It's still getting out there playing some football.
Are the field dimensions different in 8-man football than it is in 11-man?
Well, it's kind of supposed to be. It's supposed to be 40 yards wide and 80 yards long. But I'm always won't change our field because we're going to play in the state championship at JA, and it's going to be a normal field. And I said, until we start playing a state championship on that kind of field, we're going to keep playing on a regular size field. And most schools do. There's very few that shrink their field down so far. I think Bryfield has, Christian Collegian has. That's the only two I know of off the top of my head that's got a smaller field.
Coach, you have an important game coming up next week against Newton Academy. They've had some pretty incredible wins this year, too. They've been a tough team. They played a lot of teams close. Tell me what you got to do to get that win next week.
I've not even looked at them yet. I mean, we're just glad to have all our boys back, and I'm going to watch them this next couple of days and try to get a game plan up for them. But I'm not really prepared for them, so I really don't know yet.
Well, Coach, after everything this season, I mean, you're 3-4, counting the forfeited loss to from Claiborne, but I mean,
yes,
overall, y'all have been tough. I mean, injuries, fighting COVID, y'all been a really impressive team. So, congratulations on everything so far this season.
Thank you. We're pretty sure we've made the playoffs. We just got to figure out where we're going to jostle and where we're going to get now. I think everybody wants to be opposite of Prairie View.
that's
like wants to be the other side of bracket from them.
I can certainly understand that.
They're just loaded.
Well, yeah. Coach, thank you so much for making us a part of your Friday night, staying up with us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All righty. It's gonna be a toss up in this 8-man this year, and I know you were down there covering a lot of it last year. So it should be a lot of good football left.
Yep.
So congratulations on another fine job on Crazy Eights, and we're gonna take a timeout. When we come back, we're gonna find out what happened on the Gulf Coast tonight. We're also gonna talk to Coach Price, who is at East Webster, will be coaching in the All-Star game. Tonight's show made possible by Fast Corporate Credit. Their website, fastcorporatecredit.com. We'll take a timeout back with more in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off! with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Cricket. And they are smiling from ear to ear because they're looking forward to celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month at Cricket. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet and Jeff Hager steps into the spotlight to tell us what's going on down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast tonight. Jeff, how you doing, man?
How's it hanging, guys? All good here.
Well,
a lot of action tonight.
I know. It's a lot of good games down there tonight. Go through them right quick.
Yeah, so we'll get a couple of the scores really quick. So George County is still perfect in region play in 5A region 4. They win 49-28 over Van Cleve, Gulfport 49-29 over Hancock, Harrison Central 33-13 over St. Martin, Pearl River Central 60-7 over Long Beach. The last time they scored 60 points in a game, 2015. And then Ocean Springs Biloxi. Now, this is a Thursday game. Ocean Springs beats Biloxi 35-0. Just the vice grips never let go of that lead. And then a couple more from tonight. D'Iberville winning a really good game against Pascagoula 27-25. Picayune over East Central 28-14. Goshen over West Harrison 48-28. Stone over Greene County 36-28.
You know, I think Stone's had kind of a short season, haven't they? I mean, didn't they? They weren't even playing until after Labor Day. Is that correct?
This is only their second, maybe third game of the season. I think they were playing the first game when other teams were playing their fourth game, and this was all COVID-19. And I guess, you know, Coach Feaster, he was saying that he just didn't want to rush back. And, you know, the 2-week time they had to get back to practice and get back in game shape, you know, it just kind of fell right on that Thursday before that Friday of week 4. And that's just kind of how they went about it. But some of the top performers tonight. I tagged you guys in a video. Deion Bilbo, State's leading rusher, coming in, not even close, had one of the best runs I've ever seen in person. Probably made every person on the George County defense miss at least one time.
Wow.
50-yard run, only way it could have been better was a touchdown. Probably, it should be a SportsCenter top 10 play, if I'm being honest. I mean, he's super, super fun to watch, and he's going to be at Gaucher next week. So him and Caden Irving, so the state's leading passer versus the state's leading rusher, should be fireworks over there.
Absolutely. What a great setup that is. Wow, that should be great. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for your information. A lot of folks from around the state, especially up north, don't get all of that from down on the coast unless they listen or watch Friday Night Under the Lights. And you have really made this show better this year, and we appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely, and everybody stay tuned. Gulfport Harrison Central, biggest rivalry on the coast. They're going to be doing battle next week. Harrison Central starting 5-0 for the second straight season for the first time ever. And Gulfport perfect in region as well, so that one's going to be a huge showdown. So stay tuned.
Yeah, you're going to go crazy down there next week with those games. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. You guys too.
All righty, buddy. Thank you, sir. We went, as I said, we did the press conference for the Miss Isle game and the our coach Bernard Blackwell All-Star Classic game this past Wednesday at the MHSAA building, which is right behind us. I met Coach Price, who is with East Webster, and he joins us now. Coach, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing fine. First of all, give me your score tonight. What did you have a game tonight?
We did. We came out on the short end of the stick tonight. We got beat in overtime tonight, 21-14 against Choctaw County.
Do you like the overtime rules in the high school game?
I do. I really like the opportunity, you know, that it presents our kids and gives everybody an equal opportunity to come out on top. So I really do like the overtime rules that we play by.
I agree with you. I think it, you know, it's still anybody's ball game at that point, and I think the NFL could take some notes on that. All right, you are going to be coaching in the All-Star game, but I got to tell you, your little girl, what was her name again?
Mary Finley.
Yes, Mary Finley was down there talking to Chris and I as we were putting our equipment up. First of all, she's a beautiful young girl and got a great personality, and she'd already picked out her favorite players, and so she was saying, well, if he was here, you know, if he's in that game, then they're going to win that game. That's all there is to it. And she is what, 6 years old?
She's 6 years old, yes, sir. She never meets a stranger, and she loves the East Webster Wolverines, and I'm thankful she loves her daddy, but she – she's a tremendous little girl, and I'm very proud that she's my daughter. And like I said, she never meets a stranger, so there's absolutely no telling what all she said to you.
Chris and I were enjoying that, her talking to her. She's the sweetest thing, and you're right. I didn't think she would meet a stranger. And I'll tell you, she let us know, didn't she, Chris, how much she loved her daddy. I said, who did you come here? And she pointed to you. She said, that's my daddy right there from East Webster. So she's got the program going down there. Let's talk about the All-Star game a little bit. These are different games to coach in, aren't they? Because they're fun.
Yes, sir. You know, the opportunity to coach 40 All-Stars, you know, everybody that steps on the field is a talented young man with the opportunity to go play at the next level. And if given the opportunity, I can these All-Star games every single year because they're a ton of fun. Johnny and his guys do a tremendous job of putting the game together and making it a great experience, not only for the kids but for the coaches. And I'd volunteer to do it every single year if he'd give us that opportunity because it really is a great time and it's a great honor for our kids. And, you know, it's a very hard decision to be able to select an All-Star team because there's so many good kids that deserve to be in the Mississippi-Alabama game, and there's a ton of kids that deserve to be in the Bernard Blackwell game. And you got relationships with other coaches, and they're all their kids in the game, and you can only select so many, you know, but it's an honor to be a part of this game, and I look forward to getting down and getting to know my guys, and hopefully the North can go down and be very competitive in the game.
Well, I've looked at both rosters, obviously. It looks pretty even to me. I mean, it could be one of those games this year that winds up 35-35 or 35-36, whatever. That's how close evenly they look to me.
Yes, sir. You know, the fans want an offensive performance, and coaches probably want a defensive performance. But just to get down and get to know our kids and get the game plans inserted, and, you know, I know our kids are going to give us everything they got, and we'll make it a competition week, competition all week between the North and the South, and we'll kick it off that Saturday morning and just hope everybody has a great experience, and hopefully the North can find a way to score one more point than the South.
You know, a lot of people don't know about the banquet on Friday night. You obviously, you know about it, and Johnny Mims and his staff put this banquet on, and both teams are there, and they get to see and talk to each other. But we're going to be live streaming that banquet this year, and so a lot of people can see it. It's going to be really, really neat. Have you been to the banquet before? I'm sure you have.
Yes, sir. I had the opportunity to coach in this game in 2014 and have had several players participate in it over the years. And like you said, it's a first-class event, the night of the banquet. And just looking forward to it again this year, and thankful for the opportunity to get to participate as a coach and to be able to take some of my own guys with me. So, you know, it's a first-class deal, and I'm just thankful to be a part of it again.
It will be a fun weekend for you down there, and certainly hope for great weather and a great game. And want to thank you for staying up with us tonight. I told you at the press conference as a coach, maybe a little late now, maybe pushing 12 midnight, and then you said, well, it didn't make any difference, we're gonna be watching film till 3 anyway. So I'm sure you've got that film out ready rolling, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be on with you guys tonight, and very disappointed in the outcome of our game tonight, but very, very proud of our kids' performance. Our kids went toe-to-toe. Many folks have said Choctaw County is the best team in 2A in the North this year, and East Webster took them to overtime, and we had multiple opportunities to win the football game. And I told my kids after the game how proud I was of them. You know, just very disappointed that we didn't come out with more points on the scoreboard, but I can't be more proud of the effort that my kids gave tonight and gave us for 48 minutes plus. And I'm very, very proud of the East Webster Wolverines tonight.
I don't think we've heard the last of them this year. They're a good program up there. Coach, you're doing a great job, and we look forward to seeing you down on the Gulf Coast. And thank you for being a part of Friday Night Under the Lights.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. All right. We only got a couple minutes left. Yep. Anything jump out at you surprise-wise tonight, or everything pretty much status quo?
You know, I don't really think there was a lot of surprises necessarily. I think there some of the margins of the scores were a little bit surprising. The fact that Brandon beat Peddle as bad as they did, that's a little bit of surprise. I thought Northwest Ranking going on the road and beating Warren Central at home.
Huge.
And beat them by 10, but were ahead, you know, pretty comfortably in that game. That was a little bit of a surprise. So, again, I don't know that there was anything that just jumped out at you. It was just some of the margins of the scores. But, you know, we're kind of deep in district play now.
Yep.
Next week will be week 9 of the program. So,
wow.
It's moving right along.
It is, for a fact. Well, thank everybody for joining us tonight. A big thanks to Jason Klein over at MPB Think Radio, for Chris Saxon for producing, Joel Norris and Ty Bailey on the phone, and Noah Crow and George Brochery, Russ Robinson saying good night from Friday Night Under the Lights. And join us back here again next Friday at 10 o'clock for another Friday Night Under the Lights. Good night, everyone.